You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
This is episode number 115. Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host. Thank you so much for being here today. You're in for a treat. I have Joshua Strongen with me today, and he is a hypnotist who specializes in helping people work through heartbreak, stress, anxiety, and trauma. And you know, if I stop and think about it, I'm not sure that I know anyone who couldn't benefit from that kind of work. So he is a person who is passionate about the impact that he's making in this world. And so I'm really looking forward to speaking with him today. So welcome, Joshua.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, I am great. I'm great. It's I'm in Michigan and it's kind of a sunny, warmish day for winter. So I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. A little cold in New York, but that's how it is.
Okay. Well, darn. Well, you're probably getting my warm weather soon. Maybe tomorrow. So tell me a little bit, what impact are you motivated to make in the world?
I want to just make people's lives better and easier, especially with the exactly what you said I specialize in, because I feel that these are things that everyone can just get rid of, and if they really, really wanted to. And mm-hmm. I don't see why anyone really wouldn't want to get rid of, at the very least, stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And our lives are so stressful. So, man, is it kind of an ongoing process, or do they come and see you a few times and they're done? Or if they have new stress, do they need to come back?
So it varies. Some people will only need one or two sessions. Some people will need six sessions. It depends. I typically don't go over six sessions just because I don't want to be counterproductive and I don't want to feel like I'm taking their money and advantage of them. Mm-hmm. So I will either at that point find someone else to help them, to refer them to.
Okay.
Or I will, throughout the process of going through hypnosis and over the days, we'll talk about if they have trouble going into hypnosis, what's maybe holding them back. Mm. Maybe they have trouble staying in hypnosis, what keeps popping them out of it. There's a bunch of different factors there, because some people just are scared of hypnosis, mm-hmm. to be honest. And there's really no reason to be, because we honestly go into hypnotic states every single day of our lives anyway.
Mm-hmm. You mean through sleep?
No, actually, daydreaming.
Ah, okay. I did not realize that. Okay.
Yeah, daydreaming is a hypnotic state. It's the only way we get through high school.
Oh, and you're a comedian too.
A little bit.
So, I mean, and I know this is totally different than what you do, but I was at one of those big events where they pull people up and hypnotize and then make people do silly, crazy things.
Actually, I do stage hypnosis as well.
You do? Okay. Well, I was going to fess up that they weren't able to hypnotize me. I did get selected. I didn't want to go up, and So I guess I have one of those barriers.
So the thing about stage hypnosis is there's two variables in it, as far as I see when I'm performing. One is time. Stage hypnotists only have a certain amount of time mm-hmm. to get people into hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So they do things called suggestibility exercises, mm-hmm. where they'll test your suggestibility mm. with certain exercises. Maybe it's with the hands, maybe it's with your eyes or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they'll see a good gauge of who is the best for,
right,
who may be the best subject for hypnosis on stage. And then okay. they'll go into something where they do who will be the best subject, and then they'll go into the induction, which is the process of putting someone into hypnosis.
Okay. Yeah, I think because people were tipping over and stuff, and I just kind of stood up and I was like, yeah, it's not happening. So so tell me, what life experience motivated you to start making this impact?
So I've always been someone who wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was maybe, I don't know, 12, mm-hmm. 11, something like that. Mm-hmm. I would always go. I remember
when I was
young.
You were figuring it out early.
Well, that I wanted to help people. Yeah, the hypnosis came a lot later.
Yeah, that's good.
But I wanted to help people. I would always go into chat rooms. Uh-huh. And like ask people if they need help with something, I'm there to talk and blah 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 blah.
Wow.
And so I would help people and talk with them about issues going on, and time went on, and we're going back right now 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And I learned magic. Okay. And I love magic. I love performing, I love doing it. And then one and a half years ago from now, I discovered hypnosis.
Hmm. Okay.
And it was just a natural step after magic. And I hypnotized my first two people maybe 2 or 3 months after I studied and learned it.
Hmm.
And I absolutely fell in love with it. It was incredible because, first of all, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would hypnotize people for like street hypnosis and stage hypnosis, and then I discovered the alternative healing side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how it can help with things like phobias, traumas.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to focus a little more on that, and I took a whole year off of learning new magic and just focused on hypnosis.
Wow.
And every single day I've literally either read material on hypnosis, I've written about hypnosis, or I've talked to people about hypnosis. Right.
Wow.
Now, I'm in the process of writing a book on it.
Okay.
I'm writing a book on impromptu hypnosis for like street hypnosis and such.
Wow. Okay.
And
now, do you ever get nervous? Like, it just seems like a lot of responsibility to have someone be under hypnosis, and you're the one who can bring them out, or maybe I'm just totally naive and I don't know what I'm talking about, but it seems like it's a big responsibility.
It definitely is a big responsibility. I do not think that it is something that someone should just learn from reading a book like mine, but I'll get more into that later. just like read a book and then say, okay, I know the material.
Yeah.
Let's go out and do some hypnosis.
How long did you train? And was it online? Was it in person?
So, like I said, I've been doing this for 1.5 years now.
Uh-huh.
Just nonstop. I do this. So, I originally started with a DVD from someone named Spidey, who is a mentalist and hypnotist. And I have nothing but, like, the most respect for him. And he's such a great guy. He's helped me through a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And some things that he didn't include in his DVD. His DVD basically went over just stage hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And how to get started with your own show. And it went over everything so specifically and down to the very last detail.
Mm-hmm.
And I really consider him a mentor. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a month later exactly, I actually had the chance to meet him. And we hung out. And it was just a great time and a real pleasure to meet him and talk to him about all this stuff. Now,
yeah.
I think the responsibility is a really big deal,
mm-hmm.
because you are responsible. The second these people, whoever you're hypnotizing, are under hypnosis, you are now responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens to them while they're in hypnosis is on you.
Yeah.
And there have been times I've seen hypnotists where things have went wrong. Things have went wrong with me at one time.
Mm.
And that's what happens when you start out, I think, with almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that hypnosis has the most amazing potential in the world. You just have to know how to use that in a way that is productive.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think the second message there is, if you're going to go to a hypnotist, go to someone experienced, right? Who didn't just read a book. So tell me about one specific impact that you've made that you can think about that really fuels your passion going forward. Like one that really sticks out in your mind that was amazing.
So there are two. There's one that is one of the first people that I helped.
Okay.
And she is a friend who had she had a good relationship with this guy, but he wasn't maturing enough for her and he wasn't changing growing up. So she had to make the tough decision to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard because she really did love him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, if you want, I could help you. I do hypnosis. I specialize in heartbreak and whatnot. And she said, yeah, try it. And so we set up a time and a place. And she said she, like you, she was in at a stage hypnosis show and the hypnotist tried to hypnotize her, but it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took that and I just talked with her a little bit about how this differs and whatnot. And within, I guess, 20 minutes, I had her in hypnosis.
Mm.
And in hypnosis, there's no sense of linear time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of time distortion that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So an hour can feel, or no, sorry, 15 minutes can feel like an hour or two.
Oh, it goes backwards.
Yeah, so shorter amount of time feels like a longer amount of time.
Yeah.
So I pretty much had her go through a process of positive coping within, I guess, 15 minutes, years worth of positive coping in 15 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I pretty much said each minute is going to be, or 30 seconds is going to be a year of positive coping.
Hmm. Wow.
And so by the end of it, she felt amazing and she thanked me and gave me a hug and she was dating again that weekend.
Okay. That's amazing. Awesome. So you said you had a second one.
Yes. This one happened just this summer, actually.
Okay.
I was at Hudson Valley Rib Fest performing magic and hypnosis, and this woman came up to me. She was maybe in her 50s, and she wanted to know what I was doing here. I showed her some magic, and then I said I also do hypnosis, and I told her a little about it, and she told me a little about herself and that she has Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that hypnosis can help with pain management.
Hmm.
And so I, again, did a suggestibility exercise. I put her in hypnosis maybe in 20 minutes. And then by the end of it, for 5 days straight, her tremors and pain were gone.
Hmm. Wow. I'm sure that was life-changing for her.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and she just happened to be up here also. She was actually up here to see a specialist for her Parkinson's.
Mm. Wow. Well, that's got to feel really rewarding and kind of fuel your tenacity to keep going.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think doctors are really, and medical professionals of all sorts now are really seeing the potential of hypnosis more recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that they're starting to embrace more non-traditional health.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is the biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome, and how did you overcome it?
So the biggest external challenge is just the stigma about hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So I constantly have to be, and I don't have a problem doing it, but I just have to constantly be informing people that it's not mind control, and mm-hmm. it's not, I can't make you do anything. In fact, it's been proven that the hypnotist can't make you do anything, like against your morals or whatnot. The CIA mm-hmm. has actually tried to, and they failed.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I can see that being a challenge in hypnosis, though, because, I mean, especially when you do go and you've been to those events and people are, you know, chickens and they're running around singing, you know, YMCA, you know, someone who's normally very quiet and reserved.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and what about internal challenge?
I think the biggest internal challenge I have is just figuring out where I, because my personal problem is not always thinking like in the short term, but in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to learn how to focus on what I'm going to do in the short term in terms of month to month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just difficult for me to do that because I always want to plan for something so much bigger, so I get ahead of myself sometimes.
So you're thinking about the big huge thing that's coming and you're not breaking it down into the smaller tasks that need to happen step by step to get to that big goal that's down the road.
Yeah, but I'm trying.
yeah Okay, you know, spoken like a coach here.
Getting better at it.
Awesome. So how do you stay motivated and moving during those tough times when too many people are, you know, afraid, or you're, you know, getting out of your own way and having a difficult time moving forward towards that big goal? How do you stay motivated?
I do just what anyone else does. And when things get too much, or what I think anyone else should do, at least, is just take a step back. I think you have to take a step back sometimes and just reevaluate or just step away completely for like maybe, I don't know, a day, a week, and just take time for yourself because mm-hmm. you need to be able to be at your best to be able to perform whatever you're doing at your best.
Yep.
So you need to take time to recharge your batteries and deal with whatever is happening or going on.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing advice. I actually am just back, you know, part of my bringing my podcast back. I had actually just taken 6 months. I was still working, but I pulled back. I tucked away and I did a bunch of self-evaluation and self-care. I called it my summer of self-care and then it turned into 6 months. But it was definitely needed. Yeah, you need that time sometimes to, and also just to, you know, am I heading in the right direction and all of that. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make an impact of their own?
Just do everything you can to make a positive impact, whatever it means and takes, as long as it, of course, doesn't harm anyone else. Because someone's going to notice. Someone's going to notice you and see what you're doing. And just that one person could change your life and it'll all be worth it.
Awesome. Well, that is beautiful. Final words there. So just go do it, right? Yeah, we need everyone's positive impact, especially the way the world is today. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. So I am going to have Joshua's information on my website. You can go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then go to today's episode, the interview with Joshua Strongen. You'll see that to find him, you can go to www.ihatewands.com/hypnosis-for-change. And again, that link will be on the show notes for today's episode. Are there any other ways that they can get a hold of you, Josh? Or Joshua, I guess I don't know you that well. I should probably call you Josh.
That's fine. You can also find me on Instagram at Hypnosis for Change.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. You've given everyone definitely some things to think about. And I love your passion around what you do. And thank you so much for making your big impact. And so everyone, make it a great day and follow in Joshua's footsteps and listen to what he said. Just do whatever you can to make the impact that you feel called to make.